Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I've got Hugo Sala, Director of Marketing and Enabling in the Intel Scalable Data Center Solutions Group at Intel. Welcome.
Thanks, Allison. Good to be here.
So, Hugo, I'm curious about the title of the Scalable Data Center Solutions Group at Intel. I think that's the first time we've had that on Chip Chat. Can you tell me a little bit about that group and the scope of focus as it relates to the data center?
Sure, Allison. So, a few months ago, we brought together two main initiatives into one organization, namely the Intel Scalable System Framework, something that we developed in the HPC organization, and another technology called the Intel Rack Scale Design, which was developed around the same time in the cloud organization. So as we look at these different assets and these different capabilities that were targeted to these different verticals, how do we take the best of both of those worlds and build more comprehensive solutions, both hardware and software stacks, that service the needs of customers and clients across the entire data center?
Now, we've been talking about Scalable System Framework for a couple of years now. Why don't you take us back and talk a little bit about the reason why Intel created Scalable System Framework and where we are today with the ecosystem on delivering solutions on the model?
So we first introduced the Intel Scalable System Framework around April of 2015 when we came out with the Aurora supercomputing announcement. The U.S. Department of Energy had an open bid to build leadership class machines at a few different research institutions around the U.S. And Intel was awarded the one at Argonne National Lab just south of Chicago. So the Intel Scalable System Framework, or SSF, was essentially our way of bringing that entire solution together to meet the needs of a very special design point, essentially requiring tighter integration not only between the different ingredients in a supercomputer, you know, like the memory and the CPU and the storage and all those different components, but tighter integration with the software as a whole. The cost of moving data from memory to CPU when you're talking about almost an exascale size machine starts to become pretty expensive and pretty costly from an energy perspective. So that tight co-design between the hardware and the software, and then in this case also tight collaboration with the end customer, drove that need for more of a solution way of thinking. And that's what we called Scalable System Framework. Since then, we've been working with a broad variety of partners, both on the hardware side and the software side, to bring scaled-down versions and more unique customized versions of Scalable System Framework for different applications. In a way, you can see it as we're taking the capabilities that we developed to enable these very high-end systems and bringing it to the masses through our traditional OEM partners.
Tell me a little bit about where we are at Supercomputing 2016 and where you expect the ecosystem to work together to deliver Scalable System Framework solutions heading into 2017.
This year at SC16, we're pretty excited to be working with, I think we have a total of 31 partners that we're going to be present with at SC. I believe 19 system providers and 12 ISVs. You know, as Intel publishes more reference designs and reference architectures for SSF, we'll be working with our partners to bring more of these solutions to market customized for different applications. Think of it as SSF for modeling and simulation, SSF for machine learning and AI, or big data analytics, visualization, that sort of thing. And, you know, and ultimately, the final system that gets delivered is being brought to market by our partners. So depending on the company of choice that an end user selects, there's going to be a whole swath of value-added features and capabilities that the OEM will be putting on top of that system.
From a standpoint of an end customer, what are the benefits to using Scalable System Framework in terms of a point solution and then maybe planning for multiple solutions over time?
Well, so for an end customer, what they're looking for is that the system works. The very high-end customers have computer scientists, they have the physicists on staff that understand how these machines work and how to tune them and optimize them for their workloads. But when you talk about the democratization of HPC and making it available for traditional enterprises, which, you know, already use quite a bit of HPC, but maybe getting down into the medium-sized businesses that are looking to use HPC as a tool, as a capability, what they're really looking for is a turnkey solution that works. They need it to scale with the size of their business. When the problems get bigger, they want to be able to deploy a slightly larger system to go off and solve those problems. They don't have large compute IT centers that can manage this infrastructure for them. So they essentially want that solution that they can choose easily, install easily, maintain easily, and then that they can effectively use with their engineers and scientists easily.
I know that you've got some joint engineering programs under the SSF umbrella with key partners. Can you tell me a little bit about what we're doing in terms of those engagements?
Yeah, so we have engagements with several OEMs and centers of excellence. The latest one that we just announced is with HPE in India, where we launched a collaborative effort here to essentially help customers through this journey of choosing the right system and then building out configurations that best suit their needs.
When you look ahead at the next generation of SSF, where do you see opportunity for Intel innovation moving forward?
So we see the concept of SSF extending to beyond HPC. Earlier I mentioned the enterprise community, and many enterprises out there have HPC as a fancy calculator, essentially, right? It's a new tool, a new capability, or a larger tool to be able to solve a problem. But when you look at an overall enterprise environment, customers have HPC, they have more traditional enterprise infrastructure for mission-critical database, web, and other systems like that. And again, you know, from their perspective, they're looking for that easy to deploy, easy to maintain, easy to select environment. So we're looking at the different adjacencies around HPC for certain customers to see how we can tailor-make some of these solutions that can comprehend the actual deployments and the needs.
Obviously, supercomputing 2016 was not just about SSF, although that was a huge focus for the Intel presence at the event. Tell me a little bit about what else is going on there.
One of the big things is the introduction of the Intel HPC Orchestrator software stack. We talked a little bit about it at ISC 16. We announced that it was coming. And we're very excited now to say that general availability to our partners started in October, so last month, and specifically the advanced SKU of the product. So this is a modular HPC system management platform that allows for customization of different configurations for performance, scalability, and ease of deployment of these clusters. So that's one thing that we're pretty excited about, and you'll see quite a bit of activity around it at SC.
Well, Hugo, it's been a real pleasure having you on the show. One final question for you. If folks want to find out more about SSF, where can they go for more information and where can they go to connect with you?
I'll be at Supercomputing all week. If folks want more information, they can go to www.intel.com/SSF. You can also reach me on my Twitter handle at Hugo_Soleil.
Fantastic. Well, Hugo, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, Allison. Great time.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.